It is 8:37 right now. Thank you so much for choosing Fresh Breakfast with the NSK and Shaquan. Every single Wednesday, we have breakfast in Sokomoon. And we will do that right now with in August Vavis Smiles. And in Vavisbay.
Yeah, you say Sokop.
August Smiles is Sokop.
No.
What?
Wait, what do you mean?
August, don't say anything. It's a moment. No, what I'm saying is, I'm just kidding. Don't look at me like that. It's like you're going to beat me up. No. He's August. He's probably like, this girl better get it together. What is happening?
What is happening right now? August Smiles, how are you doing, my guy?
Good morning, indeed. It's tomorrow morning here.
Yes, how's the weather that side this morning?
It's a bit grayish, but you know how this town is. It might clear up later, maybe around 10 or 11.
It's a normal thing now. It's like, it'll clear up like probably like midday, you know.
Listen, guys, somebody just gave me a question. It was what's the essence of life? What? I know it's early, but think about it for a second.
Ooh, that's some heavy stuff, man. We haven't eaten yet. Nobody has dropped off some spur breakfast, but okay.
Oh.
Okay, how about this? Maybe that's homework for NSK and I. Because we give homework to a lot of people, so we'll take that as homework, hey? What's the essence of life? Okay. Interesting, man. So, August, you have obviously exciting things lined up for us this week, right? We here on the streets, there's probably a new podcast that's coming. That's always been a dream of mine, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So I think in 2020, we had a podcast called Shameless Faith that was just trying to find your purpose and trying to find who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So we're changing it up a bit. We're going to bring out THC, which is the healing concept.
Okay. You said the healing concert.
The healing concept.
Okay.
Sometimes you are healing, but then at what point do you actually heal? And, you know, sometimes you are healed, but you still have the scars for that. So there's certain triggers that trigger you as a person that's healed. So I thought I dropped some new content. That's why I'm bringing it up.
How soon can we expect this podcast to be up and live, Bart?
Well, we had some recordings this weekend, so by Friday, I'm going to plug it with the official link.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on that, man. We're really looking forward to that, to August Smiles. We celebrate each other's W's here, man.
Come on, you know what I mean?
That's big. That's huge.
Yes.
August, let's talk about events. Soccer Moon's probably filled with many.
Well, right now, we are getting ready. I spoke to one of the ladies for the Growers Market.
Mm-hmm.
I think even last week I talked about it, but I just want to emphasize on it and why it's important for us to sort of grow our own food, because it even supports us as local to have our own food. You know, like imagine you have your own tomatoes to back up your garden, it just helps you as well. So they'll be having a growers market, which is the 12th of November. So it's a call out to all marketers, crafters that would want to showcase their pre-loved goodies or they want to learn how to grow as well, because it's a community. So definitely something to check on and look out for as well.
Let's check out that conversation that you had with OC Grace. Let's hear her.
Yeah.
So we initially started the growers market at COSDEF, where we also used to give training. And we saw that the place was not so suitable and not a lot of people had produce to sell at the time. So we then approached municipality, who gave us that premium place, that Daniel Camo Street, where they sell fruit and veg during December. And then they gave us the space. And also we decided to incorporate a sustainable living component in it, where people can sell secondhand items and handcraft items, basically for people that want to be living sustainably by recycling their produce.
Noble stuff there.
Oh, no, absolutely, yeah. Man. And August, since we are the ultimate plugs on the streets, I mean, the streets have been talking and we're listening anyway, and you are aligned with us, plug us with this week's artist focus, hey?
Okay, so last week when NSC called me, it's like, dude, I heard the song in the city. I had to go back in my archives and find this song.
Yeah.
And I found the artist. His name is French T.
Okay.
And he dropped a song called In the City. So the homie moved to Ventuk. He's currently studying there.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a piano producer. But he does mix a bit of Afrotech, a bit of R&B. So
okay.
this song, I think, might shake some stuff. I mean, NSK Lala song because apparently it's from the city. So if you're moving from, you know, from a small town to the city, a city could be a big thing. Yeah. So that's what I'm inspired by.
Mm-hmm.
Let's quickly hear from Prince T.
Okay, actually, but my main aim is I'm aiming at an audience beyond our country, if I'm making sense, man. Like, I want to reach out internationally, you see. I just don't want to, like, produce a local sound. Now, I feel like I'm greater than that, with all due respect.
Mm. I love that ambition. Yes. I love that ambition.
Go for it.
B's big move from Sokop to Windhoek and from Windhoek to the world. We appreciate that. August Miles, hold the line for us. We're going to check out his song in a bit.
Looking for the best deals and widest selection of tires? Then nowhere.
It is 8:45 every single Wednesday. August plugs us on some good. August, the floor is yours.
Yo, this is August Smiles, the hottest black at the coast. This is Sounds by Prince T featuring Big Bags in the City. Hope you enjoy it.
Fresh breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.